Hey guys, it's Bethany. What do ham and beliefs have in common? I know, sounds crazy, right? Hey, check out this short episode packed with all kinds of amazing stuff. Love you, and I'll see you on the other side. Hey, it's Bethany. Welcome to another episode of Dialed In. So today I'm going to share with you a little story about ham. This will be a short episode today, but I think the story is powerful and I'll tie it together for you at the end. And I know that there's some nuggets here that that you can take away and apply to living your best life. So, all right. I heard a story once about a mother who was preparing a ham for Thanksgiving, and her daughter walked into the kitchen and was watching her, and the mom put the ham in the pan, and she watched her cut the ends off of both ends of the ham before she put it in the pan. And she said, "Mom, why do you cut the ends off the ham before you put it in the pan?" And her mom kind of paused and stepped back and looked at the ham and said, "You know what? I don't know. I do it because I watched my mom do it. And I think maybe it's something to do with making it taste better or the juices flow through it easier. Maybe it warms faster. I don't know. Let's call her." So the daughter called the grandma and asked her the question, "My mom cut the ends off the ham. Why do you cut the ends off your ham?" And this caused the grandmother to pause and really think about it. And she said to the granddaughter, "I don't really know. When I was growing up, my mom cut the ends off the ham. Maybe we should ask her." And so the granddaughter called the great-grandmother and asked her the same question. And the great-grandmother burst into giggles. She couldn't believe that the great-granddaughter was calling asking this and thought it was so funny. And when the great-grandmother was able to compose herself, she said, "Dear, the reason I cut the ends off the ham every year is because it wouldn't fit in the pan otherwise." Isn't that interesting? So the ham preparation, the cutting the ends off the ham, was passed on from generation to generation. It was three generations. And until someone decided to question it, people just kept doing the same thing over and over and over again. And you guys, that's what happens with our beliefs. So by the time we're 10 years old, our beliefs are instilled in our subconscious. And this happens through what we observe, what people tell us, and the meaning that we derive from our experiences. You see, we don't know any better when we're that young, and our brain is like a tape recorder, and it's just recording everything that happens. I think I just dated myself by saying tape recorder. For those of you that don't know what that is, just Google it. It'll be fine. So our brain is always recording for those first 10 years. And it doesn't know any different than what to accept at the time as truth. So if you grew up in your younger years and maybe your parents fought all the time, you may derive a meaning from that relationships are hard and people fight. If your parents were very busy and worked a lot, you may derive from that the meaning that you don't matter. And the thing is, we get to decide what things mean. And I don't have time to go into all of that right now, but we can change our beliefs. You guys, all a belief is a thought that we've thunk over and over and over again until it's become truth for us. Okay? Scientists prove that we can make anything real if we believe it hard enough. I mean, think about it. People die for their beliefs every day all over the world. Belief is a big deal. Our beliefs run our lives and we don't even know it. And if we never question our beliefs, we'll just operate from autopilot, from that perspective of what we believed was true from the age 0 to 10. It'll direct our life and we'll call it fate. I believe Carl Jung said that. If we don't make the unconscious conscious, it will direct our life and we will call it fate. If we don't question our beliefs, they will automatically direct our life and we will call it fate. We'll believe that it's all true because we've never questioned otherwise. So the results that we have in our lives, most all the results that we have in our lives are directly related to our belief system. Okay. So how do you know if you need to do some belief work? Well, ask yourself this. Do you have the results in your life in every area that you want? And if not, you've got to dive into the beliefs. You can have temporary fixes for a short period of time, but you're not going to have long-term results unless you fix the source. The source of our results is always our belief. Now, what do I mean by that, by belief work? Well, it's a process of elevating your awareness to identify what's holding you back and then creating new beliefs so you can move forward. This inner work, the belief work is what makes everything else in your life work. Let me repeat that. Belief work is what makes everything else in your life work. People, you can go to every course on how to do the best job at running your business. You can go to every class to know all the things you need to know to make your life work better in your current job. You can do all those things, but if you don't have the belief to back it up, you will sabotage, you will fall short, and you won't get the results that you want in your life because your beliefs drive your emotions. We're emotional beings. We act on those emotions, and that gives us our results. Are you ready for a change? Is there an area of your life where you know that you need to shift, where your beliefs are holding you back, where you don't have the results that you want? This is my heart work. This is what I am deeply passionate about. So I've been working on a program for the past several months, and it's called a Shift Intensive. It's a 7-day program. That's it. 7 days. It's a mini course. And every day we tackle one shift that can have high impact and move you forward to do that belief work. So it all happens inside an exclusive Facebook group where we get real. And we do the work to uncover the 7 belief shifts that'll move you forward. This exclusive intensive mini course is for women only. Sorry, guys. If you're listening and you're male, please share this with a female that you love, okay? And you can check out all the details for the Shift Intensive course at shiftwithb.com. You guys, if you don't do the work, the things in your life that you want to work are not going to work. This is the basis of all the results that you're getting. I'm so excited. If you could see my face right now, I am smiling from ear to ear. I am super pumped and I just can't wait to get started. So here's what's happening. At the time of this recording, it is June 10th, and this will go live on June 11th, 2020. And the actual course starts on the 21st. It's $47 for the course, but the group is open right now. And there's some fun things happening inside the group. And I cannot wait to get you inside, to see you on the inside. We're doing some group coaching calls on Fridays. And there's some other things that are happening that are going to be a blast. And then after the intensive week is over, you stay in the group. It doesn't go away. You have access to all the recordings. Everything stays live inside the Facebook group. And I'll pop in on a regular basis and answer questions and be there to support you however I can. It doesn't go away. You get to be with this amazing group of driven women who are ready for a shift. You get to connect, be in a safe space, and grow together. It is going to be phenomenal. Now, as you're hearing me, your mind may be saying, oh, I can't afford that. You know, you've tried other things, it doesn't work. And I just want to remind you that your programming is deep. And your mind knows three things: the past, your ego, and survival. So anything that is new, anything that it hasn't done before, anything that's unfamiliar, your mind is going to send you all kinds of messages as to why it's not going to work. And all that's going to do is keep you the same. Because sameness is safety in your mind. And that is one of the shifts we're going to talk about. So come in, check it out. Go to www.shiftwithb, it's the letter B.com. Shiftwithb.com. I'll see you on the inside. We're going to rock this and have amazing shifts that'll be life-changing. Love you guys. I believe in you. Until next time, take action, live big, and stay dialed in.